mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday. It is the 12th day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Joining us here in a few minutes is Bev Harris of Black Box Voting, one of the most informed and active voices out there exposing the government takeover of the elections, the total fraud up one side and down the other. She's here in Austin. She's going to be giving a press conference at the Capitol and talking to the Secretary of State tomorrow. And so that is something that you definitely do not want to miss coming up here in just a few minutes. And then you asked for him, so you got him. David Icke is going to be on for 2 hours coming up in about 30 minutes. And we're going to go over all the news as well today. It's of the utmost importance. I mean, the mainstream headlines seem like something, you know, that we were talking about 5, 6, 7 years ago. Here is the Associated Press headline, U.S. mulling how to delay November vote in case of attack. The U.S. News and World Report, of course, article where the White House said we will be attacked, they will suspend the election. Now, Newsweek calls this their exclusive election day worries. American counterterrorism officials citing what they call alarming intelligence about a possible al-Qaeda strike inside the United States this fall are reviewing a proposal that could allow for the postponement of the November presidential election in the event of such an attack, Newsweek has learned. That's martial law, boys and girls. And Infowars.com wrote this morning above the Newsweek story, fear-mongering and conditioning for total control, terror, martial law, and the end of the Constitution. More news today about terror and the elections. This time, we're being warned that the election could be postponed in the event of a terror attack. At the beginning of the month, we were warned that they might be canceled outright. We have links. Every comment is a hyperlink to a mainstream story. Again, at the beginning of the month, we were warned that they might be canceled outright. This is not to mention Homeland Security's ongoing fear-mongering that a horrible attack is being aimed at the elections. Of course, they can't give us any specifics because we might find out about what their agents are planning to do. Can't let Homeland Security get caught. Across the news wires, the administration is letting us know that security is being vamped up in fear of a terrible attack. We all know who stands to gain from such a horrific event. We are being conditioned by this fear to accept the New World Order police state the globalist overlords will offer us should they proceed and orchestrate another horrible attack. Consider this. The fear-mongering is even getting attention in the mainstream media. Last week, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that some believe Bush is spreading fear for his own means. A lot bigger than Bush, folks. Don't forget Tommy Franks, the general, in his December 03 interview with Cigar Aficionado magazine stating that massive casualty producing events might cause our population to question our own constitution and begin to militarize our country. You can read the Tommy Franks martial law will replace constitution after next terror attack. Could this really happen? Don't forget the Hegelian dialectic of problem reaction solution has been played out by power crazy dictators many, many times throughout history. And also see 9/11, the road to tyranny, for examples. And then we get into the election day worries, where they get into the latest issue of Newsweek telling us basically give up all your rights and the new homeland will keep you safe. All right, we'll talk about the CIA and voting systems and the takeover of that and how people are fighting back nationwide and right here deep in the heart of Texas. And David Icke and your phone calls. Websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it is Monday. David Icke's joining us here in about 25 minutes from now. It is so transparent to see Governor Ridge on television in front of all the video screens hooked into the cameras on the street corners at the big FEMA command bunker, laughing and smiling and telling us how the terrorists are going to hit us for sure, but they don't have any specifics. And, oh, they might have to suspend or at least push off the election. Meanwhile, the big voting machine companies have CIA directors, former CIA deputy directors, running them. Their own engineers quit and say it's all a fraud. We catch them stealing elections coast to coast. The federal government is paying to force states to put these systems in. They're fighting that there be no paper trail or no recount power. I mean, this is all transparent. I mean, no one who honestly looked at this could not clearly see what's happening. Military dictatorship is being set up in America. And John Kerry isn't going to save you. George Bush isn't going to save you. You're going to have to take action, my friends, and expose this corrupt system. We're at the crossroads. We're in the middle of history, just huge events that are taking place right now. So we have fear-mongering and conditioning for total control, terror, martial law, and the end of the Constitution. We've written a little blurb above this Newsweek article about, oh, they may suspend the elections again. Ridge is saying it. U.S. mulling how to delay November vote in case of attack or suspend it. A senior House Democratic lawmaker was skeptical on Sunday of a Bush administration idea to obtain the authority to delay the November presidential election in case of an attack by Al-Qaeda. U.S. counterterrorism officials are looking at an emergency proposal on the legal steps needed to postpone the presidential election in case of such an attack, Newsweek reported on Sunday. Oh, you really broke a story we've been covering for years. I think it's excessive based on what we know, said Representative Jane Harman of California, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, in an interview on CNN's Late Edition. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge warned last week that Osama bin Laden, that's Bush's business partner, as Al-Qaeda's network head, want to attack within the United States to try to disrupt the election. They talk about Spain, which was clearly a Spanish government operation. We've gone over all that evidence. Look at who stands to gain from all of this. Then look at the actual clear physical evidence of 9/11 in Oklahoma City and the first World Trade Center bombing, where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver. That's admitted. This is all amazing. Joining us from here in Austin, Texas, is Bev Harris. We've had her on the broadcast many, many times, and she's shaken the foundations of this criminal movement to steal our right to vote in our republic. She's going to be at the Capitol tomorrow with a press conference, and she's going to be bringing forward information to the Secretary of State and others about the situation in Texas and all over the country, and we're honored to have her with us. Bev Harris, good to have you on.
Hi there, Alex.
You're here in Austin. Tell us, just for those that just joined us, in a nutshell, what's wrong with these electronic voting systems, and then why you're here in Austin and how folks can get involved.
All right. Well, actually, we're doing a 14-state tour. We got the funding, and we are still looking for funding, but we got the seed funding to start a nonprofit, publicly funded consumer protection group for elections. And we are on a 14-state investigative tour. We're spending quite a bit of time in Texas, as you can imagine, and we will be also doing the press conference tomorrow in conjunction with the events on electronic voting down there at the state capitol. And I've got a fundraiser tomorrow night too. So, you know, I'm going to be breaking the news. I'll be putting that up on my website shortly, and I'm going to break the news of some of the things that we've discovered that I have not released anywhere yet when I'm there.
I tell you what, just give us a little, Bev, give us a little bit of that now.
You bet. I got two full-time investigators. Actually, I got a third one that I've brought in that we've been working with, too. And we're investigating the money trail right now. We want to know who got paid, and we're also finding out, you know, how did these things, because, yes, you know, there's all kinds of problems, and we know that, but who made the decision? Because, you see, we had to find some way to persuade all these 2,400 county election people to buy these flawed machines. How did that happen? And I'm going to tell you, the mechanism is very interesting. All kinds of things have been done. Payoffs have been done. Pretty much whatever it takes.
Well, in our own investigation a year ago, as they were preparing for these new systems in Austin, it led us back to similar situations.
Right.
Bev, in a nutshell, what's wrong with the voting systems? And then let's get into your movement against it.
Sure. Well, the voting systems, we're not auditing them. Even the ones that you could audit, we're not auditing. For some reason, they've made it so that you no longer audit elections. Auditing simply means checks and balances to make sure that, you know, you can't cheat. And they've taken those out. You know, the machines themselves, we now know, they miscount. For whatever reason, they don't count correctly.
And they're designed so you can engage in this fraud.
Absolutely. They've got all kinds of, I guess you'd call them features, not bugs, that allow people to go in and change results. For example, to input negative votes or minus votes. There's no legitimate reason whatsoever to have a voting machine have a feature to input negative or minus votes.
No, there's not.
Election.
and some of the people running these voting machine companies, former CIA directors, former deputy directors, you've gotten in on these internal meetings and discussions where they're going, we can't let anybody know we're doing this. It could be considered racketeering.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on and on. You've had engineers go public and say it's all a fraud, but then that's in the back of some news wire.
Right. You know, they're just the best description I heard recently when we were going over some of this is it's like Mad Magazine. I mean, it's one problem compounding on top of another, on top of another, and it really is kind of bizarre, and it makes you want, you know there has to be more to it.
Well, why do we have Beth Harris out having to do this? Because the League of Women Voters has been publicly saying they don't want an audit trail. They don't want a record, but we send people to oversee and audit third world countries that have paper ballots. But here in America, if you want to know how something's working or be able to have a recount, why, you're crazy.
Well, and understand, one of the things, too, I find very interesting is Black Box Voting, which is our group. We set up something where we have about 2,000 people who will be monitoring the machines to catch them in the act of miscounting and phone it into a hotline. We're not really revealing how we're doing it, but we've got a plan there. Well, interestingly enough, the same guy that's out there saying we need to try to cancel elections was also speaking out against monitoring elections. Now, a possible reason could there be for the head of the Election Assistance Commission to say, I don't think it's a good idea to have election monitors?
And then last week he told the Associated Press we may need to cancel the elections or push them off, Bev. And then on top of this, they're saying they're going to have Homeland Security at the polls, I guess, to make sure the fraud goes by nicely.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up this business about canceling or postponement. This is something we've got to nip in the bud. Let me tell you what, Americans, this is the plan B. The plan B is paper ballots, pencil, day off to count the votes. There's a plan B. Canceling the election is not a plan B. That is just simply giving away democracy over fear.
Well, this is pretty obvious. I mean, we've got them dancing around going, Al-Qaeda's going to get you. We may have martial law. They're actually saying martial law. We may cancel elections. By the way, don't worry that the CIA publicly runs most of these companies. Ha, ha, ha. You know, don't mind the cameras going up and the men in black ski masks and the prisons are being built everywhere. We're here to take care of you. I mean, Bev, this is like a scary science fiction novel.
Yeah, and the thing is, we got to stop it right now. We got to say, look, every time that comes up, people have to vocally, immediately say, no, we're not canceling elections. We didn't cancel them in the Civil War. We didn't cancel them in World War II. There is no reason to cancel. Postponing, we're talking, if it's physically impossible to hold an election, you may delay it for one day. But this business about canceling or postponing is inappropriate. And frankly, the guy who keeps talking about this should be replaced. This is not appropriate for
a democracy. And again, tell us about this head minion.
Well, Forrest DeSores, who runs this new thing now, which was appointed by the president, he runs this new agency called the Election Assistance Commission, and basically, it seems to be the opposite. He's talking about how to cancel elections.
This is what the CIA has done in more than 50 other countries, going in, scamming elections, canceling elections, and now they're just running the CIA op on America.
Well, the funny thing is they brought in, think about this, they had a bunch of election officials, a small handful, who pushed these unauditable voting machines into every county in America that they could. These people pushed a flawed system, and we now know that. The same people that did that are the same people that got appointed to this new commission. Now, Ireland had it right. Ireland had touchscreen voting machines. They realized they were flawed. They got rid of them. They fired the minister who bought them. They said, hey, we could have spent 40 million euros on something a lot better than this. You're out of here. These guys in our country wasted not tens, but hundreds of millions of dollars on this stuff. And we rewarded them by putting them on this commission.
Well, there's also now this federal funding for over $5 billion to force the states to put this in, Bev.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, if you really read that statute, it doesn't force them to. What happens is you've got this, again, this small handful of officials who are telling everyone that's what it says. Nobody wants to read the 100 pages. And the 100 pages says you can even keep punch cards if you want to do it. You just have to clean out your machines and educate the voters. But that's not what these officials are saying. They're saying, the law says you have to go get touch screens. It does not.
You're right. I've read the law, and it does say that. But again, they're saying that. The people think that. Bev, when we get back, I want to talk about the press conference tomorrow, how folks can come to the meeting, and your 14-state tour. And then I want to get you back up tomorrow, if we can, after the press conference, to talk more about this. But, folks, I mean, it's as bad as it gets, and if they get this system in, they're going to tell you that you voted for gun confiscation, that you voted for open borders. Well, you voted. It's a democracy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, David Icke's coming up, and Bev Harris has agreed at the last 30 minutes of the show today, the broadcast, to come back on so we can have some more time with her. So many developments. This is her final segment right now because we already had David Icke set up. She's here in Austin, Texas, and she's here to promote a press conference she and others are having at the Capitol tomorrow and a meeting they're having. In the next few days, you're going to hear of some major developments from what she's discovered here in Central Texas, but she can't bring that out right now at this time until, let's just say it's again, she's broken, I don't know, hundreds of major bombshell stories And this new stuff, I talked to her about it during the break, is dynamite, catching these people red-handed. Bev, again, here in just the last few minutes with you, tell folks about the press conference right when the show starts tomorrow, actually, so I can't be there, at 11 a.m. at the Capitol, how folks should come to that rally inside the Capitol, and then the meeting tomorrow night, how folks get involved in that.
Yeah, get over there, because you know what they do. You want the TV cameras to, they'll try to minimize the size of the crowd, so maximize it, make it hard to minimize. And, get over there, and we are going to be really telling folks how it is. We're going to be bringing out this business about trying to cancel the election. This is just something that the American people have got to say no right now. They've got to stop saying, oh, well, we don't think they're going to do this. No, I mean, it's got to be nipped in the bud. And, we've got a bunch of things. By the way, I wanted to mention real quickly something kind of ironic. I have a lawsuit that was unsealed last Friday. I am suing Diebold for, $40 million or so on behalf of the state of California to force Diebold to pay restitution. But the kicker in this lawsuit is, it's a whistleblower lawsuit that has a bounty, and if that part of it prevails, it will actually fund my organization. So you would have Diebold funding their archenemy.
Well,
I thought that was kind of ironic.
Just amazing. Now, tell folks which meeting hall, which conference room.
It's in the rotunda of the Capitol at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and then when I come back on at 1:30, I have to tell you I've been on the road and doing investigations so much I don't even know where my own fundraiser is. I will go and check that and have that information for you.
Well, that's going to be at the Unitarian Church. I think they said from what 7 until 10 or something?
Right, yeah.
I heard it being announced on the radio.
We can really get into the details of what's going on, and I got to tell you, we have two full-time investigators, and we have been out there getting all kinds of new information that nobody's been able to get.
Okay, everybody by like 10:45 should get to the Capitol tomorrow. Take off work. I mean, your right to vote, I think, is important enough, or ask for a couple hours off for an early lunch hour or two. Bring your boss with you, or if you're the boss, bring your employees with you for a couple hours. Get down to the Capitol. I mean, if you don't for this, what will you do it for? And go in there, and you're going to be bringing forward your evidence, of course, I heard, to the Secretary of State. And then tomorrow night, and when you're on in the third hour with us, you can give us the directions and the actual time. But I know it's tomorrow evening at the Unitarian Church here in Austin, Texas. And then later this week, we're going to have you on. Once you're out of town, you can give us the developments, the dirt
sure.
that you uncovered here in Austin.
Oh, I have to tell you, these things are going to keep developing throughout the month. We have enough to get to launching a new book, which just like the last one, we'll be putting online for free. It's called The Black Box Shuffle. And this is about what the administrators are doing.
Okay, The Black Box Shuffle, another free online book, great deal. And the website for folks to check?
Is blackboxvoting.org. And it's in construction right now, so it's a little ugly, but it's got tons of information.
No, it's a great website, blackboxvoting.org. And you're going to be back on with us in the third hour. But, again, are you seeing people wake up? Because I hear everybody talking about, Diebold and election fraud now all over the place.
Let me tell you something. I was in Canton, Ohio, talking to Diebold employees, and Diebold would hate this if they knew how many are talking to me. But
Bev, are you there?
Dark. The Diebold employees don't even know. They're in the dark about this. They're like, we have a problem.
Well, there's been engineers of major companies quit and go public and say that it's a scam.
Well, there have been. It's spotty. It's like people either totally get it or they have absolutely no clue. It's growing, but we need way more public awareness of this. And it's scary when the employees of a company aren't even aware that it's having a controversy.
All right, Bev Harris, we'll talk to you in 2 hours. 2 hours from now, we'll be talking to you here on the air again, and I appreciate you calling back into the broadcast. We'll talk to you then, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, black seed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring their independence. They laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty, for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Thank God for the renegades. We're free today, my friends. I tell you, we're free if in our minds we believe we're free, ladies and gentlemen. So much of this cage they've built, the announcements of plans to suspend the election, martial law being good. The good guys wear black ski masks. They're here to save you. Don't ask questions. It's treason to criticize the government. If you buy into that psychological, spiritual cage, then you will be a slave. But with God's help, we can't expose this New World Order system. All right, here in about a minute or two, we'll have David Icke up with us, and we're going to talk about who David Icke is and what he thinks of this discussion of suspending the election. We know they've been gearing up for martial law for a long time, and this is all part of the acclimation process. We'll get into that. We'll talk about the Iraq War. We'll talk about what the New World Order will look like if they succeed. And we'll get his long-term analysis of what he thinks is going to develop. And then, of course, in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up for you if you'd like to talk to David Icke. In fact, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, after David leaves us, we have Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org joining us to expose the fact that the elections are now rigged here in the U.S. So why would they want to suspend the elections if they're rigged? To train us to not even have the illusion of an election. This is about getting us into martial law and selling us martial law as something that keeps us safe. Now, my friends, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, my two videos about September 11th. It takes two-plus-hour videos apiece to tell the story of 9/11. My book is excellent. Paul Watson's book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order is an amazing book. We're carrying George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear or Love. It's 2 hours long. It's only $19.95. Get a free 9/11, The Great Illusion booklet, colored booklet with it. You get another copy for $14.95. That's two copies of the video for $34.95 and three of the color booklets. My films are all $25.95, all over 2 hours, $20 a piece if you order three or more of any of my 10 videos. And with my videos, you're authorized to make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes, which I have to actually commend, though I don't agree with a lot of what's in this film. Just last week, it is true, I have the article out of the Scotsman. Michael Moore actually said he doesn't care if people upload and download his film on the Internet, Fahrenheit 9/11. Well, we've been doing that for a long time, using the power of the people to take action. And by you, the listener, getting my videos, making copies, getting them out to people, it is unstoppable. So again, here's the toll-free number to get the videos, the books, or any of it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart. So don't procrastinate. Expose the murderers of 9/11. It's very hard for me to sit up there and watch Ridge in front of his TV screens, fear-mongering, talking about canceling elections, saying the terrorists are going to hit us, and knowing that they are the perpetrators. Knowing. I mean, it's hard to watch, you know, Ted Bundy sit up there on TV and talk about how he's saving all these women when we know he does the opposite. You know, there's my analogy. So let's expose them one mind at a time. And the globalists know that the consciousness level, the awareness level has reached a boiling point. That's why the New York Times came out last, Wednesday, and we have the article on Infowars.com, and said, oh, yeah, the Bilderberg Group picked Edwards to be the VP. They called Kerry and said, we like him. 5 years ago, I was a raving kook maniac because I believed in it. The New York Times attacked me because I said the Bilderberg Group was a real organization. It was public. David Icke's been attacked for it. All we're talking about is real things. All right, enough of me rambling on. I hope you get the films and get them out to people. But they're having to respond. David Icke, good to have you on with us, sir.
Nice to talk to you, Alex.
David, that's a good place to start. Why are they now having to reveal more than they ever revealed before at such an accelerated rate?
Well, I think it's something I've been talking about for a long time, which is when something's remained hidden, but wishes to bring about a certain restructuring of society, a restructuring that we can see, touch, and taste. There is obviously a point, a window of time, when all that's remained hidden starts to hit the surface because it's being put into place in front of our eyes. It's restructuring society. So this has been going on for a very, very long time, manipulating behind the scenes to bring about this restructuring, and now it's manifesting. Since 9/11, of course, it has expanded and advanced very rapidly. And now they're looking in the next few years to put this world global fascist Orwellian state into place. And therefore, as they reach that stage in their journey, we have to see it. And we are seeing it. And this is not why now what you and me have been talking about all these years and other people too, he's no longer sometime never, somewhere over some dark rainbow. Watch out, this is coming if we're not careful. This is here. Big Brother. other is in our face, because it's reaching the point in its time scale where it wishes to introduce what it's been working towards for so long.
That's right. Now, David, you've got a powerful telephone. Can you back off that thing for us?
Okay, I'll do it.
Go ahead and talk again. That's better.
Okay.
We might have to switch phones later. I apologize. It's just really distorting because your voice is strong. I totally agree with you. I mean, they've got the bills introduced for a draft. They're announcing they want a draft, but then when we criticize it, they say it doesn't exist. That tactic of doublethink, where they announce it, then when we criticize it, we're crazy and it doesn't exist. How do you counter that?
Well, we are at this strange fork in the road, Alex, where people are now being given a very blatant choice which road they want to take, because it's becoming so blatant that people like you and me, as I say, who have been saying these things are coming, are now having an ever greater credibility because those things are here. And so people are now at a point where they cannot hide from this anymore. They can't say, oh, that's just a theory. They can't say, oh, no, the Bilderberg group, that's just some idea, some theory. I love this genetic problem that so many humans seem to have. They cannot put the word conspiracy out on its own. They have to follow it with theory. The two have to go together. You're just a conspiracy theorist. Well, when you talk about the power of the Skull and Bone Society over the years, and then you find that the two candidates for the coming election are both initiates of a secret society that has relatively a tiny membership compared with the 280 million people in America, a country which we're told anyone can become president in, and yet this small elite secret society has produced both candidates. When you see the basic freedoms being taken away in America and my own country too, when you see the legislation for the draft is there, and of course not only the legislation for the draft, but the clear necessity of it. When you look at the agenda outlined by the Project for the Euro-American Century, the creators and authors of which have run the Bush administration since it came to power, it talks about the need to have America fight and win simultaneous major theaters of war as a core mission. It's very clear there are not enough people in uniform voluntarily to carry that out. So what does that lead us to understand? They're going to have to introduce the draft. Never mind the legislation's there to be seen. That's an obvious follow-on from following that agenda. They're going to need people forcibly in the military. So when you've got all these things happening now, and it's much easier, I've found it in my own experience, to get people to see what's going on, because you can point it out happening in front of their eyes, which is why this window of time we're in now is absolutely crucial to stopping the doors being closed on freedom, because people can now see it happening in front of their eyes. And my own experience is that the number of people waking up is vastly increasing. I've spoken in Los Angeles. The last time I spoke in Los Angeles, I think it was about 500 people there maximum, maybe less, a few years ago now. 2 weeks ago, there were nearly 3,000. And they came from all walks of life. And what was what's really, really encouraging, and you'll have found this too, Alex, is when you put people who have had no background of researching this in front of this information, and it's presented in a logical way where A leads to B leads to C, you can see their minds open. And there's a number of people, a significant number of people in Los Angeles who knew nothing of this, who'd been brought by people who'd been researching it and just said, just watch it. And that had an amazing effect on them. So the only thing that's stopping us being even more successful in bringing this agenda down is the opportunity to get this information in front of people. And I have to say, I'm really glad the Michael Moore movie's out there, because it is showing large numbers of people that they're being lied to on one level. But I have to say, you know, and having been involved in this all these years, it did depress me a little bit that such a massive opportunity was lost in getting over what's really happening.
Yeah, he only gives
this stuff, because I've seen that if people are put in front of it and it's done in a logical, coordinated way, the world so suddenly makes sense to people as it never has before.
Well, David, look, I agree with you, and I tell this story every week because it's the best news I have from the front lines of the information war. I've done over 1,600 radio interviews since September 11th. I would imagine you've done hundreds or even thousands as well. I'm not sure. But I do three, four interviews a day most days. And five, 6 years ago, half the callers to shows disagreed with me to my own show. But on my own broadcast, but not just my own broadcast, on other liberal, conservative, Christian, libertarian shows, we'll go 2 hours and maybe one person calls in that disagrees out of 30 callers, and they're incoherent and hateful. So I've seen a total shift. I don't mean a partial shift, a total shift, and that's got to be panicking the globalists, but that means that even if their plan's behind schedule and they've got problems, I now see them pulling out all the stops, trying to rampage, accelerate their program, the consequences be damned, as they say, into this new world order, which is a, you know, dangerous for globalists and for those of us fighting them. So let me ask you, what do you see them doing in the next 5 months? What do you see unfolding?
Well, first of all, I completely agree with you, both in terms of the awakening. My experience in radio shows has been the same. When I started talking about this in the early mid-90s, crikey, the abuse you used to get on radio stations, you know, you're mad, you're an idiot, you're just an anarchist and all this stuff. And now that has dramatically changed because people, are looking at their own experience. It's becoming obvious. But in terms of the awakening starting to panic these people, that's absolutely right. I feel a sense of panic, a sense of we must get this through, we must get this structure in place, because otherwise we're going to run out of time because these people are waking up. And I do feel that a lot of the stuff that's happening now is coming from a position of panic and desperation, which means they're going to make mistakes. And they're making a heck of a lot of mistakes. I mean, people are only going to look into the official story of 9/11 on a really basic level to see that it's an insult to the intelligence.
David, their official story is impossible, and we've proven every step of their official story to be a fraud. There isn't a jury that was honest when presented with our evidence that would not convict the military-industrial complex of carrying out 9/11.
Agreed, and you can corner a rat, and that's when a rat will panic and it will thrash out at you. And in terms of this Illuminati agenda, I can see panic measures, atrocities to be blamed on terrorist groups, which are, at the very least are nothing like as massive and organized as they're claimed to be. When you hear things like we want to suspend the election if there is a terrorist attack, you have people like Tommy Franks, of course, a Bush family friend who was heavily involved in the invasion of Iraq, who said publicly a few months ago that if ever there was a chemical biological attack on America, there would have to be military government to cope with it. So clearly this problem reaction solution technique that they use is going to be used with serious consequences in the months ahead, because if they don't try to panic people out of their present and increasing skepticism with those in authority, then their whole agenda is going to collapse. We have a situation now in America where more and more people are beginning to open their minds to the Bush administration. When it's lying because its lips are moving. And somehow we have this big thing in Iraq with all these soldiers dying and civilians dying and all this stuff. And to be fair, Michael Moore's movie has brought that more to public attention, the consequences of that war. And so unless they come up with more versions of 9/11 to try to change public opinion in favor of we must do something about terrorism, then this whole agenda is going to stop because of skepticism. And of course in Britain, well, crikey, try to find someone in Britain now that believes a word that Tony Blair says. So Blair has the same problem. How do we move this agenda on when my lies have been exposed, when we have all this grotesque trouble in Iraq. How do we move it on? How do we go for Iran? How do we go for Saudi Arabia? How do we go for these other people? And it's going to be the old fallback position that they've used for literally thousands of years.
Well, I agree with you, David.
Defense, which you blame on the enemy, and then you attack the enemy that you've convinced people is responsible.
Now, David, when we get back, I want to talk about something now. They can steal the election with their CIA voting machines. They've got both the candidates controlled. Why would they want to then openly suspend it? And the answer is to train us that martial law and suspension of elections is a normal event. This is going to be the cover for martial law if they decide to activate this. And now it's not Alex Jones or David Icke saying they're going to have terror attacks and suspend the election. Now they're openly saying it, David.
It's a mind game, Alex, as we know. You can't control the people through physical means. You control some of the people through physical means. You can't control billions. You have to do it by manipulating them to believe, accept, and see the world in the way you want them to see it.
That's it. Stay there. We got a break. We'll be back with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns,
burns. The truth hurts, my friends. It's a lot worse to not know the truth and stumble into these pitfalls. If you love your family, you care about yourself, you'll research history and see that tyranny, abuse, torture, power-mad megalomaniacs are the norm. Freedom is the exception. And the prison is your own mind. And if we don't wake up to this horror, it's over. I mean, we have the official U.S. government plans to carry out 9/11, Operation Northwoods. They explain why they want to remote control jets and crash them and blame it on foreign enemies, to bomb D.C., to kill Marines and blame it on foreign enemies. And then we have all the evidence of 9/11 in my film and in David Icke's great book, 9/11, the Alice, you know, in Wonderland, attack on the World Trade Centers. I mean, this is the reality. And their story has been proven to be a fraud, and it just takes you having the courage to face it. And because, see, 9/11, it doesn't stop with 9/11. 9/11 is just a primer. Each attack gets bigger. They plan attacks now in their own think tanks. They're saying millions of dead. Everyone with a national ID card. Everyone with a microchip. Neighborhood watch. Searching your home. Millions of us in a national draft here domestically. I mean, this is all admitted. A literal Soviet slash Nazi amalgamation with an overlay of a high-tech control grid. And the globalists know you don't read their policy reports. I do. And they say they're going to do this to you. And a lot of people in the system know this is true now, but out of fear have decided to join this. David Icke, we're not just dealing with ignorant people in self-denial and in willful ignorance because they're subconsciously afraid of the truth, because everybody knows the truth. Everybody listening to me knows this is true. In your guts, in your soul, and then the facts, when you look at it intellectually, it's true. At every level of your mind and soul, you know it's true. You can try to deny it, but many people, I found, David, decide to join this because they are afraid of it, because they think they'll be safe. What would you say to those millions of people who know this is true but have decided to join it, David?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. The four-letter word that is behind all this is fear. It's fear of terrorist attack. It's fear of this, fear of that. Once you're in fear, they got you. Because people who are in fear of something invariably look outside of themselves for someone to protect them from what they've been manipulated to fear. So fear is what they want to get us in. And they do not understand, because of their mentality, people who are not in fear. And so they can't understand mavericks. They can't work them out. They don't know how to deal with them. People who will say things fearlessly because, you know, these different levels of this Illuminati are terrified of each other because of the consequences from the level above of not doing what they're told to do. So they are a edifice, a pyramid of fear, which uses fear to manipulate the global population. What I would say to people who think that through fear they'll join them and that'll be fine is they'll use you for as long as necessary, and then you'll be in the camps as well. Because, you know, they use the people that are useful to them for as long as they're useful to them. And then they just become surplus to requirements and become the same as everyone else.
Well, David?
They see the global population that are not really, really on the inside of this as cattle and to be used and abused as necessary.
Well,
and
David,
a lot of people have found this already, never mind what they're going to find in the future.
Well, David, that's just history. And an example is they've now not charged one but three different people in Iraq and Afghanistan, torture masters they hire to go over there. They're now charging them with the Patriot Act so they can't speak out and can't have public trials and can't have lawyers, so they can't say, hey, I was ordered to do this.
Well, look at the point, Alex. What they do is use people for as long as possible, as long as necessary, and then if it suits them to do something else, they'll do the opposite. The key is this, the agenda. That people say that this whole thing's a conspiracy.
Stay there. We got to break again. Second hour coming up. We'll continue with this discussion of fear-based mind control.